A divided Kansas Supreme Court ruled that lifetime registration for sex offenders does not constitute cruel and unusual punishment. The ruling came yesterday in the case of Henry Peterson Beard, who was convicted at age 19 of raping a 13-year-old girl. Governor Brownback is facing strong bipartisan criticism over his proposal to use bonds backed by tobacco settlement funds to help plug short-term budget gaps. The Republican governor wants to sell off the rights to collect parts of the Kansas annual payments from a national legal settlement in the 1990s between the states and the tobacco companies. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill says an election official had no authority to modify a federal voter registration form to require proof of citizenship documents to register to vote in Kansas, Alabama, and Georgia. McCaskill sent a letter to the U.S. Election Assistance Commission saying the actions of its executive director could deprive thousands of American citizens of their right to cast a ballot. I'm Stephanie Austin.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, just in time for Mother's Day. Save on dresses for her, just $59.99 to $79.99. Take 35 to 55% off select fine jewelry. Save 30% on sleepwear. Take 40% off Gianni Bernini bag-in-a-bag styles. And 40% off Charter Club Damask 500 thread count sheet sets. During Macy's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 25% off your favorite brands. Plus, get free shipping on any $25 purchase at Macy's.com. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Prosecutors and defense attorneys for a South Carolina man have recommended he be sentenced to 25 years in prison after he pled guilty to producing child pornography involving a Kansas girl. A 48-year-old man from Fort Mill, South Carolina, will be sentenced July 11th. Robert Dixon pled guilty to two counts of producing child pornography on Thursday. According to Kansas law enforcement officials, he persuaded a 13-year-old girl from Kansas to send him sexual images of herself. And U.S. Senator Jerry Moran is warning that a primary challenge from a Republican, as is rumored from Representative Mike Pompeo, who currently sits in the U.S. House of Representatives in the 4th District from Kansas, would hamper his ability to help elect Republicans elsewhere. GOP senator said a primary challenge would divert national resources to a defense of his seat that could be used to attack Democrats. Mid-America Network News.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say two people have been hospitalized after a fire at a plumbing company building in Grand Island. Fire trucks were dispatched after several people reported hearing explosions around 10:45 p.m. Sunday. An estimated 40 firefighters battled the flames. Authorities say two kayakers found a man's body in the Platte River west of North Bend. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office says the body was spotted in a remote area about 12:45 p.m. Sunday and was recovered later in the afternoon. An autopsy has been ordered. The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down in south-central Nebraska, but there are no reports of injuries or serious damage. The tornado touched down in Nichols County just after 6 p.m. Sunday. It traveled mainly through the rural areas of the county. No substantial damage was reported. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Drivers, if you've been thinking about trading up from the trailer you're pulling, head for MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Not only known for quality diesel engine repair statewide, MJ's of Mound Ridge is your dealer for Doonan Specialized Trailers, Chaparral, Benson Transcraft, Barrett, and XL Specialized. Whether it's a flat, drop, heavy haul, or livestock trailer you're considering upgrading into, upgrade the trade experience at MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas. Exit 46 off I-135, 800-835-0069.
A CropQuest consultant is more important than ever in today's economy. We know that you keep operating dollar count. At CropQuest Consultant, the right decisions. You can't afford not to have us. Call us today at 620-225-2233 to connect with a CropQuest consultant. That's 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
There's always that one friend who challenges you to do things you once thought were impossible. B.F. Goodrich is that kind of friend. From April 18th to May 8th, get a $50 reward card after submission with the purchase of four new BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. BF Goodrich Tires. Are you driver enough?
Extend your tires life and get ready for summer driving with an alignment appointment. Called Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for details. Offer expires May 8th, 2016. Void where prohibited.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and discussed concerns with Serratia lespediza, an invasive weed that has taken over in parts of Marshall County. Increasing awareness and continuing a cost-share program to exterminate the weed were considered as means to help control the problem. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. County Health Administrator discussed a planned open house in May for the new County Health Building. County Commissioners approved hosting an open house. The County Attorney discussed progress on the tax rebate program, suggesting a meeting with the Board of County Commissioners, County Treasurer, County Clerk, and County Appraiser. That was scheduled Wednesday, April 27th, 9 a.m. in the Commissioners' Room at the courthouse. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday. Commissioners considered options for improvements on approximately 4 miles on Wishman Road, opting to add 4% concrete into the base at a cost of $248,000. The other option was a 3-inch overlay, which would have run nearly $595,000. Commissioners held discussion concerning an auction to sell unwanted county equipment. No immediate decisions were made. Marysville Fire Department answered a call to a dumpster on fire last Sunday evening at around 5 p.m. at the Pony Express Vet Clinic, Marysville. No damage was reported. Fire was contained to the dumpster. Tyson Dunworth, age 29, of Topeka, was arrested on a Nemahal County warrant for criminal threat, criminal damage to property, felony theft, and misdemeanor theft. Bond was set at $15,500. The arrest, a result of a report taken March 27th in Wetmore. Dunworth is accused of damaging property there and taking a 2003 Chevrolet pickup and an iPhone. Marysville American Legion Post elected Charles Bobby Baker of Marysville as commander, succeeding Larry Pleggy. Other officers elected are Edwin Lord, vice commander, David Oldie, adjutant, Gerald Gellinger, chaplain, Laverne Allerholligan, finance officer, Jim Lindeen, sergeant-at-arms, Jeff Metz, Tommy Temple, and Larry Price, members of the executive committee. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, liver and onions, mashed potato and gravy, a roll, peas and carrots, and pineapple cake. Tomorrow, meatloaf, baby bakers, wheat bread, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville High golf team at Concordia this afternoon. JV boys tennis team at Manhattan. JV baseball at Chapman. The FFA district banquet is at Marysville this evening. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What does it take to be one of the 11 most highly rated restaurants in Kansas? Go to the Wagon Wheel to find out, with a menu that boasts everyone's favorite items and incorporates new delights too. Announcing the Twisted Turkey Sandwich, smoked turkey, bacon, smoked gouda, the Wagon Wheel's special sauce on a toasted pretzel bun. Before your meal, savor their Bavarian soft pretzels served with beer cheese dip. The perfect complement is their new watermelon limeade. Loaded or unloaded. Exceeding customers' expectations at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Dry weather conditions in the forecast for today as low pressure continues to exit on off to the east. A frontal boundary, though, looks to stall out just off to our south, and as an area of low pressure looks to work northeastward along it. Shower and storm chances returning late tonight, continuing into your Tuesday and right into your Tuesday night coming up as well. Some strong to severe storms even a possibility, especially later into the day on Tuesday and into your Tuesday night time frame. Still holding on to that chance for showers and storms Wednesday, drying out by Thursday. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for today expect mostly sunny skies, high temperatures working up into the upper 70s, winds turning to the west. Then for tonight, partly cloudy skies, a slight chance for a late night shower or storm with a low near 54. Then for your Tuesday, chance for showers and storms, upper 70s. Tuesday night, showers and storms likely in the mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late April, 69. Record high in the state, 94 in 1989. The average low, 47. The record low is 28 in 1967. Sunset this evening, 8:10. Sunrise in the morning at 6:30. A wild night weather-wise all around us. We didn't have much of anything here at home. Significant thunderstorms fired along I-70 as thunderstorm warnings and even tornado warnings were posted for multiple locations along I-70 tracking from Salina past Junction City, Manhattan on towards Beca. They had several inches of rain in a short period of time at some locations. Significant wind gust and some hail reported. Just due to our south near Randolph, they had some nickel-size hail for a brief period of time, some gusty winds to 60 miles an hour, and heavy rainfall. Here at home, a double rainbow. Sunshine off to the west as we watched the weather for about an hour last night, but no warnings were issued for Marshall County. There was a brief tornado warning posted for northwest Washington County. That activity subsided as it tracked up along the state line. Severe storm spotters training is scheduled this evening at 7 at the Oquito City Hall, hosted by the National Weather Service and Marshall County Emergency Management. The public is invited. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 25th of April. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Organizers of a rural economy monitor says farm cash rent rates are down 7% this month compared to April of a year ago. Creighton University's monthly Rural Main Street Index shows bankers reporting an average cash rent per acre for 2016 of $211 an acre. But the bankers surveyed indicated that there's significant variation among farmers' cash rent rates. Overall, the Rural Main Street Index remains weak after increasing for two straight months. The index, which ranges between 0 and 100, sank to 38.2 from March's 40.2. Organizer Ernie Goss says even though agriculture and energy commodity prices have increased recently, they remain well below the price 12 months earlier. Prices for farm products down by 16%, energy products 8% lower compared with this time last year. The monthly survey represents opinions from bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region in the Midwest dependent on agriculture and energy. A coalition of 47 U.S. House members calling on Ag Secretary Vilsack and U.S. Trade Rep Michael Froman to address three dairy priority areas in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. As Congress slowly prepares to consider the agreement, the group of lawmakers penned a letter to Froman and Vilsack last week regarding their concerns. The list of priorities include ensuring Canada faithfully implements its TPP commitments, and the lawmakers also want to ensure U.S. trading partners, particularly those major markets like Japan, adhere to the intent of the TPP geographical indication of commitments. Finally, the lawmakers want Froman and Vilsack to address U.S. procedures to ensure compliance with market access terms with the U.S. will provide to TPP trading partners. Letter organized by House members representing California, Washington State, and Wisconsin. With this Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Senate Democrats blocked an amendment to defund the Environmental Protection Agency's Waters of the U.S. rule last week. The WOTUS defunding amendment by North Dakota Republican Senator John Hoeven fell four votes short of the 60-vote margin it needed. Top Senate Environment Committee Democrat Barbara Boxer linked the WOTUS controversy with the Flint, Michigan water system contamination. WOTUS opponents argue that Flint, Michigan's problem is an infrastructure issue that has nothing to do with agriculture. Senator Hoeven called WOTUS an EPA overreach.
They're saying, well, we can regulate navigable bodies of water, so, you know, we'll decide just ourselves, without statutory authority provided by this Congress or any other authority, they've just decided that because other waters run into navigable bodies, they can regulate all water, and they've issued a regulation to do that.
The federal courts have prevented the rule from taking effect until a final court ruling in lawsuits brought on by individual states, farm groups, and others. Turning our attention to soil temperatures this morning, just a few days away from the beginning of the month of May now, starting to see a bit of a slow warm-up again. It's been kind of one step forward and two steps back. Currently, soil temperatures across the body of Nebraska, for the most part, in the low 50s. We still have some upper 40s in the panhandle sections and mid to upper 50s in far southeastern Nebraska. Kansas, looking at low 50s in the northwestern two-thirds of the state, upper 50s, low 60s in the remainder of Kansas. And in Oklahoma, we're looking at mid-50s in all three of the panhandle counties, warming to the low 60s as we go to the east across the northern tier of counties in Oklahoma. 4-inch morning soil temperatures as of 7 a.m. this morning. Ag News, soil temperature report, Mid-America Ag Network.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. My family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the driver's seat, in complete control, in life and on the road. Your driving record is impeccable, and for this, you are greatly rewarded with Snapshot from Progressive. You use your savings to buy a World's Best Driver t-shirt. It runs a little small.
The more righteous you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. Well, Christmas came early for some corn and soybean producers when the markets skyrocketed. Well, skyrocketing is a bit of an exaggeration, but prices went up higher than they've been in quite some time. More about that after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to MaxArmstrongBook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, MaxArmstrongBook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, MaxArmstrongBook.com.
$4 corn and $10 beans. Those prices recently at the Chicago Board of Trade put smiles on the faces of some corn and soybean farmers who have been waiting and waiting to sell last year's crops. Of course, things change, and market analysts warned that the soybean rally especially could be short-lived, with a sharp jump in the near-term contracts, but not so much in those for later delivery. But Joe Camp, a risk management specialist for AgriVisor in Bloomington, says he's just happy to see some movement.
Finally, something to talk about, really. We've got some excitement in a market that has been sluggish and quiet for some time now. That started really on March 31st. Just 2 weeks ago, we had the all-important quarterly stocks and prospective plannings reports. On its face, it leaned decidedly bearish for corn, right, with higher than anticipated acreage intended for that crop. It was a mix for corn and wheat. We had the lowest acres in some time, of course, on wheat, but a little bit of extra stocks found. And then on beans, slightly lower planting intentions as opposed to the final acreage earned in the last crop year.
What about that corn acreage number from the report? Were you surprised by that?
Absolutely. Maybe that's the issue here that we have going into these reports. The analysts are just getting it wrong, right? Because you saw the top end of trade estimates maybe calling for 91 million acres, but 93.6, absolutely, that's a surprise. The idea behind that, of course, is that we are going to have acres returned from prevent plant from last year. We're going to have acres switch from minor feed grains, certainly in the fringe areas. We saw a decrease in intentions for, say, sorghum, wheat, of course, also barley and the other feed grains there. And also the idea that farmers feel a little bit more comfortable planting corn and getting some revenues in a year that looks as if it'll be once again characterized by tight margins.
A lot of the money going into the market recently was from funds. Tell us about the fund buyers.
The funds have absolutely been a big player this week. What we see is open interest rising. We see volumes as high as they've been in several months, and that means the large speculators are active.
Joe Camp, a risk management specialist with AgriVisor, located in Bloomington, Illinois. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company in Manhattan, Kansas will be holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale on Wednesday, April 27th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the breeding bulls, consisting of 30-plus Angus, Gelvie Balancer, Polled Hereford, and Gelvie bulls from 14 months to 3 years of age. Many are suitable to breed heifers. We will have 300 choice, mostly black-white-faced first calf heifer pairs. They'll have February to early April calves by side, plus 200 mixed and black cow-calf pairs. They'll be 3 years to short and solid. They'll have February-April calves. Fall calving cow consignments include 450 head of mostly black and a few red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years older. They'll be bred to mostly Angus bulls for September-October calves. We'll also be selling one consignment, including 70 black second calf heifers. They'll be bred to Angus bulls for late August calves. 15 purebred Angus second calf heifers are all Gardner genetics. We'll have 30 fancy Angus fall bred calf and vaccinated first calf heifers. They're AI bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for September calving. If you are in need of fall or spring calving cows, be sure to attend the special cow sale Wednesday, April 27th at 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 1-800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Again, thunderstorms rumbled all around us last night. We settled for just a few hundredths of an inch of rain here at the studios. Neat double rainbow off to the east if you look that direction about 7:30 in the evening. Otherwise, a chance for severe storms again developing late Tuesday. We'll keep an eye on the sky for you there. Highs middle to upper 70s on tap for today. Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales. Early consignment listings today. 5 red and white face, black, white face baby calves off cows. 14 Holstein steers weigh 450 to 550. 9 Holstein Jersey bulls, 3 to 350. 39 black steers, 350 to 6. 12 black and red steers, neffers, 4 to 5. 10 black steers, neffers, 750 to 8. 7 red steers, neffers, 550. 12 black bulls, neffers, 4 to 5. 11 black and red bulls, neffers, weigh 400. 6 crossbred steers, 5 to 650. 10 black and red steers, neffers, 4 to 5. 10 black Charolais heifers weigh 900 pounds. 5 black Charolais steers, neffers, weigh 600. 20 black steers, neffers, 650 to 750. And 15 black heifers weigh 650. Those are like consignments online at Beatrice77.net.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Yordano Ventura is settled down after a shaky first inning for the Royals. Eric Hosmer homered to continue his hot streak, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-1 yesterday. Alex Gordon also went deep before the Royals strung together a series of hits in a 4-run seventh that broke the game wide open. Hosmer finished 2-4 to push his AL leading on-base streak to 26 games. Jed Gaiorca homered and tripled and singled, and rookie Alamos Diaz had a homer among three hits as St. Louis Cardinals rallied to beat the San Diego Padres 8-5 yesterday to take 2 out of 3. Two of the best teams in the majors right now reside in Chicago. The White Sox own the American League's best record at 13-6, while the Cubs are number 2 in the National League at 14-5. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Treat those cattle like our lives depended on it, because they do.
We know what to give them so that they can produce to the best of their ability and be as comfortable as possible while doing it. Beyond financial, beyond profit, if we're treating these cattle well, they work better for us. And it requires a lot of patience, but it's very rewarding too.
The Farmers and Ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
At Kansas Ethanol and Lyons, we're making more than just ethanol. With our co-product, Distiller's Grain, we're making the first 100% Distiller's Grain range cube. It won't crumble and can be fed on the ground without high wastage or wind losses. With calving season here, our Distiller's Grain calf creep tubs are easy. Throw up three panels with a small calf opening and you're done. Calf creep pellets are available too. So call Kansas Ethanol today for pricing. Kansas Ethanol, Lyons, Kansas, 620-257-2300.
San Antonio and Cleveland wrapped up a four-game sweeps in the NBA Conference quarterfinals. Golden State took a 3-1 series lead over Houston, and Boston squared its series with Atlanta at two games apiece. Kawhi Leonard had 21 points in the Spurs' 116-95 rout over Memphis. The Golden State Warriors guard and reigning MVP Steph Curry will undergo an MRI today after spraining his right knee in yesterday's playoff win at Houston. He did not play the second half after spraining the knee on the final play of the second quarter. Curry scored just 6 points on 2 of 9 shooting in 18 minutes after missing the previous two games with a sprained right ankle. Carl Edwards claimed his second straight Sprint Cup victory by bumping and passing teammate Kyle Busch on the last lap to win yesterday's race at Richmond International Raceway. Jimmy Johnson finished third, followed by Hendrick Motorsports teammate Casey Kane and pole sitter Kevin Harvick. I'm Stephanie Austin.